Okay. Item number 10 is an update on the activities of the investment committee, and we'll look to Chair McDonald for that, please.
Thank you. Yeah, the investment committee met on June 17th. And during that time, we discussed our public equity investments and heard a report from Makita. Public equities are part of our growth portfolio, which has a long-term focus to pay future benefits to our members. 38% of our total fund is in public equities. The allocation of our public equity funds is 60.5% US, 19.5% international, and 20% emerging markets. In comparison to the ACWI IMI, which is a global investment benchmark, we are somewhat underweight in US equities and developed international, and somewhat overweight in emerging markets, small cap, and value. Part of the reason for this is because we hope to achieve greater returns in emerging markets, small cap, and value. But this has created a small tracking error of about 1.2% in comparison to the global benchmark, the ACWI IMI. That can have some advantage. I mean, currently emerging markets are doing quite well, so we are experiencing greater returns than if we just followed the benchmark strictly. But in other times, then we may see a decrease in comparison to the benchmark. So Makita has recommended that we become more in line with the ACWI IMI, and we'll work with the investment team on how to strategize that and to see what makes sense. Because a lot of what we are doing is deliberate and hoping to achieve greater returns. So it's not necessarily a bad thing to have that tracking error as long as we're above the mark. So, Tim, is there anything to add?
No, I think this is just an initial assessment from Makita of, you know, of saying, you know, you have these positionings. They want to make sure they're all intentional. These are the outcome of the 2024 asset allocation that the board adopted. They're going to overlay that with our existing managers and see if there's some optimization that can be done there, either to reduce some of the biases or increase some diversification between the managers, but that's the next thing that's going to come back to the investment committee. So our new committee members get to look forward to that recommendation coming back in August.
Okay. That's it.
Questions for David, the investment committee? Okay, moving on to